The Healing Womb, a meditation telecircle, is an offering from my heart to yours. I'm Laura Hegfield, hostess and guide. Make yourself comfortable, held in a container of silence. Our practice will begin shortly. To learn about other services I offer, such as spiritual direction, creativity coaching, and Lev Soul Collage, please visit my website, www.shinethedivine.com, after our session. My blog, Shine the Divine, Creativity is a Spiritual Practice, where you'll find more information about the Healing Womb, can be accessed through the website as well. Good morning, and welcome to the Healing Womb. I'm glad to be back with you today for a live session. So here we are, once again, supporting one another with loving kindness and compassion on our shared healing journeys, energetically, around the world, in our ever-expanding circle. Who are we? We are Abby, Anita, Anne Marie, Cheryl, Cindy, Claire, Colleen, Ernestine, Hannah, Jan, Jill, Karen, Lisa, Marilyn, Naomi, Noreen, Olga, Patty, Paula, Rose, Sheila, Stacy, Sue, Terry, Tracy, Viv, and me, Laura. I'd like to start with a poem to give you a sense of how I've been feeling lately. Maybe you'll be able to relate. Drop the apple. First thumb, then digit by digit until it rolls off your palm. Gravity drawing it down toward the hungry earth. Slowly it will wither, swallowed by soil warmed and soaked well with your copious tears. Feel your own hunger growing, desire growling in your belly, throat constricting, burning, as longing rises, bitter bile, grief doubled. For you have tasted once more what you'd relegated to memory, the sweetness of doing in a body temporarily restored. Greedily chewing, lured by the pleasure of a past remembered, forgetting, this is not your life now. Exhaustion returned, the trembling too, and you held the apple tighter, your heart imprisoned in your very own fist. Drop the apple. Sometimes healing feels like grieving. Letting go and letting go and letting go, surrendering to faith, to seeds sown at your feet. Trust in transformation. It is not easy, I know, but this is the orchard of love's embrace. And here, where your feet were firm, then stumbled as the apple fell, is the tree of quiet life. Yours, slow, simple, blessed. Sit. Lean against the trunk. Rest, supported by its strength. When the howl in your belly echoes again, look up at those juicy peaches out of reach. Close your eyes and explore the emptiness. Perhaps it is not hunger this time at all, just a space that need not be filled with anything but sacred awareness. This has been my story of late. Busy, 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 wanting to do more, wanting so much to do more. And for a while, I was able to do just that. Maybe it's your story too. Whether you're living with a chronic illness, anxiety, depression, or simply noticing the changes that come from aging, it is very, very human to want to hold on to that apple, to savor the sweetness of was, or reach for a peach, plum, or cherry, even after dropping the apple. I let things get complicated. Even in preparing to teach today, I started to notice constriction and I realized I was reaching, grasping, clinging to a wish to create a perfect practice about, of all things, desire. And finally, while sitting in the bathtub, it occurred to me that that was never my intention for this healing circle. Struggling toward perfection? Whom would this serve, this tension? The thing about desire is that if we sit with it and look at its many layers, ask questions like, is what I want loving, gentle, wise? Is it to serve only myself in this way? Is it to serve only others? Or is it for the benefit of everyone, myself included? Stressing myself out by approaching our practice with this underlying attitude of, oh no, one more thing I have to do this week, mutated something beautiful, something I love, into a stressful situation that I knew wasn't right. So, like all of us here, I too am learning how to be more compassionate. With compassion, generosity, loving kindness, and wisdom as my intention for all of us, I simplified my original complicated plan and decided just to be here together. That's really the essence of our practice, isn't it? Gathering as a community of support with loving kindness, watching our breath rise and fall, longings felt in our bodies, hearts, minds, and spirits as they say hello and goodbye and pass. Gossamer whispers, clouds, not solid things to hold on to. And so we'll sit or recline, mindful of our own healing body's needs, listening deeply for what might be beneath our desires. Not analytically, the words will surely come. Rather, as a felt experience, transient, like life itself. Begin to sink into your breath. Into your body, into this moment. Breathing in your own natural rhythm. Noticing what arises. Maybe you'll sense a desire to get up and move. Maybe the desire is to thinking about all the stuff you could be doing instead of sitting here. Maybe you're experiencing a desire to feel really calm, soothed, relaxed. But that desire is inaccessible in this moment. Just be with that. Notice any sensations in your body that are strong. Perhaps something very pleasant that you want to hold on to. Or something that feels unpleasant. Something you might label pain that you want to push away. Just notice. Trust your inner wisdom to guide you as you sit or recline. And I'll enter silence now, ringing a chime after a while to signal that our practice is coming to a close. May we all be blessed with wise discernment, choosing compassion, loving kindness, and generosity for ourselves and all beings, whenever the pull of desire is strong. We'll meet again here in the healing womb on Friday, June 8th.